Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 20th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Amazon announced a hardware event Thursday morning to happen later that day. Before that, PocketLint found leaked images of the Echo Sub that adds 100-watt bass sound to pair with an Amazon Echo or with two Echoes for stereo, available October 11th. PocketLint also found a listing for an Amazon Smart Plug to turn power on and off to a device on a schedule or by voice, also available October 11th. Facebook launched a test of its dating feature in its mobile app in Colombia. Facebook Dating uses what it knows about you to suggest matches from people who have chosen to be listed, so it's opt-in. The default does not show friends, but users can choose to also exclude friends of friends as well. Users can express interest in up to 100 people per day. There are no plans to monetize it. GoPro announced its Hero 7 line of cameras going on sale September 27th. The Hero 7 White is $199 and can do 1440p video at 60 frames per second. The Silver is $299 with 4K at 30 frames per second plus GPS. And the Hero 7 Black is $399, can do 4K at 60 frames per second, and adds super slow-mo and live streaming. It also introduced an improved image stabilization feature called HyperSmooth. Investigations by CBC News and the Toronto Star claim Ticketmaster recruits professional scalpers to expand its resale business and optimize pricing. Automated purchasing of tickets is prohibited by the terms of service, but a Ticketmaster sales rep is quoted in the story as saying, "I have brokers that have literally a couple of hundred accounts. It's not something we look at or report." The source said the resale division of Ticketmaster does not report users to the abuse division. Sources tell Bloomberg that Amazon plans to open as many as 3,000 new Amazon Go cashierless stores over the next few years. Amazon is still deciding if the stores should carry some groceries, more like a 7-Eleven, or focus on grab-and-go meals, more like a Pret-a-Manger. The cost of setting up its first Go store was about $1 million in hardware, so focusing just on meals to go would lower the amount of sensors and hence the cost. John Hancock announced it will no longer underwrite traditional life insurance, instead selling interactive policies that track fitness and health data through wearable devices. Hancock introduced the interactive policies in 2015. It is an established product in Britain and South Africa and gaining popularity in the United States. The policies can offer discounts for hitting exercise targets and gift cards if you choose to log your data. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office will fine Equifax £500,000 for failing to protect the data of 15 million citizens. A 2017 attack exposed information of 146 million people, most of which were in the US. The ICO ruled Equifax's UK branch had failed to take appropriate steps to protect UK citizen data. Most of the 15 million UK citizens only had their names and date of birth exposed, though more than 500,000 had their telephone number exposed, and almost 20,000 their driver's license number exposed as well. Sony Interactive Entertainment SVP Hiroyuki Oda says the company will stop production of the PS Vita in Japan in 2019. Sony has no plans for a successor to the Vita, and he did not mention other countries, but most markets sell Vitas made in Japan. Apple Music for Android now supports Android Auto for all users, not just beta testers. Apple Music for Android also now includes song lyric search and Friends Mix playlists. Those are made up of songs your friends are listening to. Finally, Bloomberg sources say Samsung plans to reduce memory chip output next year in anticipation of slowing demand. Samsung supposedly expects only a rise of 20% for DRAM and 30% for NAND flash. A tighter supply would likely keep prices from falling. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.